Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AT Junkie Podcast. My name is Bill Bullis, and this is podcast number 2 of 3 dedicated to the Amazon Echo family of products. And today, we're going to be talking about the Amazon Echo Tap. And I think this is my favorite Amazon Echo product. I'm going to give you guys a full description and go over some of the features and things like that. A couple things I want to do first is let you know about our website. It is blindrehab.com. That's B-L-I-N-D, rehab.com. On that website, there is a form right on the first page. You can fill it out and give us some feedback on how you feel these podcasts are going. I really want your opinion. Thank you, by the way, to those of you who have been sharing and have been posting and retweeting and all that good stuff. Blindrehab.com is where to go if you'd like to follow us on social media. Right at the bottom of the page, there are 3 links for Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. I believe it's in that order. It might be Facebook, Twitter, then YouTube. I'm not sure. But anyway, definitely go to that website and check it out and be more interactive with us. I really appreciate all the feedback that I'm getting from some of you, and I'd like to see a whole lot more. So as I said, you know, this week being the second birthday of Amazon Echo, which has changed the way that a lot of people do things around their home, you know, the Amazon Echo came out a couple of years ago with their large Echo Bluetooth speaker, which allowed you to use your voice when controlling your environmental stuff at home, like your heating and your lights and security systems and all that good stuff. And they've added products to support with the Amazon Echo. So there's constantly a new product coming out. Companies like Belkin, companies like LG, I believe, and there's some others have introduced products that will work hand in hand with the Amazon Echo. And then there's also a lot of devices that are coming Alexa-enabled, which companies are taking the ball and running with it and helping Amazon Echo become more powerful of a tool. So I'm going to talk about the Amazon Echo Tap today. And the Tap is very, very useful, especially if you're out and about, if you go to the beach, if you go on a picnic, if you're somewhere working out and you want a Bluetooth speaker to listen to some music rather than wear headphones, the Tap is very cool for that type of stuff. So first, let's talk about what comes in the box. You obviously get your Amazon Echo Tap Bluetooth speaker. You get a power cord. You also get a brick that goes into the wall. So the power cord is a USB micro USB cord that plugs into a little brick, and that little brick can plug into the wall. Also, what you get is a small round disc that the Amazon Echo can sit on, and that would be your charging dock. So all it does is just clamp on to the bottom of the Amazon Echo, and it allows you to charge it. The battery life on this thing is 9 hours on a full charge. So with this Bluetooth speaker, you can pretty much go all day and then some, listening to music and all that type of stuff. So it's great. So in the box, like I said, you have the Echo, you have the charging cradle, you have the power cord, and you have the brick that allows you to plug it into the wall. What it does not come with is they make these little like skin things for the Tap, and you can choose one of 6 different colors. There's black, white, tangerine, which is like an orange color, a magenta, which is like a purplish kind of pink, more purple than pink though, kind of color. And then you have green, which is the one that I have. And you have a blue. So it's black, white, magenta, tangerine, green, and blue. I have the green one on here, and it's basically like silicone, and it grips onto your speaker. The speaker itself is round, and the skin on it, also there's a hole on top that allows you to hook it to a backpack, or you can hang it up anywhere you want to, actually, just by using some type of hook or rope or anything to hook onto this silicone, and it will allow you to just put your speaker virtually anywhere and use it. So you don't have that option if you don't buy the silicone. So the speaker itself doesn't have a place for you to hook onto. You can't put any kind of cord or rope or anything through the actual speaker. So if you're gonna do that, if you're gonna hook it, let's say, to your backpack as you're going out for a run, or if you're biking or whatever, you will need the little silicone skin for it. The skin costs about $20, and like I said, you can pick one of any six different colors. The price of the Echo Tap is $129 if you buy it brand new. It is basically considered a Bluetooth speaker with Alexa capability. So it allows you to press the button and actually ask Alexa to do different things for you. So let's describe the speaker itself. Again, it is a round speaker, almost like a long, thin can. Like if you were drinking like a Red Bull or something like that, it would be like a wider can of Red Bull, like that kind of size. Or like a can of Pepsi that was a little bit taller than your average can of Pepsi. So that's basically the size and shape of it. It weighs approximately 1 pound, maybe a little less. And so I'm gonna describe the entire thing here. On the top of the device, so if you were on the top part of your can of Pepsi, you've got five buttons. There's one at the top, one at the bottom, left, right, and center. The buttons are as follows. The center button is your play pause button. The buttons on the left and right are your previous and forward buttons. So if you're listening to an album, you can actually press the forward button and it'll skip tracks for you. Same thing with anything else that you might be listening to. If you're listening to the news and you don't want to hear a particular news piece, you can simply press the advance button and it will forward, even though it's not actually, there's no information in the speaker itself. It's actually going to send a signal to your Alexa and or to your phone and have it move forward to the next track. The up and down volume buttons are the ones that are at the top and on the bottom. Again, if you are holding this device correctly, on the front of it, there is one button, which is your tap button. And I'm going to go ahead and press it, and all it does is make a noise for you and gives you the opportunity to give her a command. So I'm going to go ahead and press that tap button right now. What time is it?
It's 7:12 a.m.
Wow, I am recording this thing really, really early. But, yeah, so Alexa will help you. You don't even have to say Alexa when you push the button on it. The wake-up word for a lot of these Amazon Echo products is Alexa. And as you use the tap, you don't need to do that. You don't have to say Alexa, do this, or Alexa, do that. You simply press the button and it knows. Now, if you do happen to say Alexa because you're used to some of the other products that they put out, that's perfectly okay as well. Alexa, what time is it?
It's 7:13 a.m.
There you go. So she will definitely work no matter if you use her name or you don't. On the back of the device, we've got a series of buttons and ports and stuff. So I'm going to tell you those real quick. The top button is your power button. The right below that is a line out button. So if you wanted to hardwire another Bluetooth speaker to this thing or hardwire it to your stereo system or mixer, you can do that using that port. Below that is a micro USB port that you can plug in power to the speaker. And then below that is your connectivity button, like your Bluetooth slash Wi-Fi button, in order to get Alexa or to get the speaker to connect to your wireless speakers at home, like your Bluetooth speakers, or to get it onto your network. Couple things you will need, as I mentioned in our first podcast, you will need the Alexa app for your Android or Apple device in order to get this thing installed and ready to go. The Alexa app is free. It is relatively accessible. Again, it depends on when you're listening to this podcast. It is possible that they can release an update to the app that breaks some of the accessibility, but it's been my experience that they usually try to fix that stuff relatively quickly. If you run into any accessibility issues, just report it. You can send them an email either through the app or you can go onto Amazon.com and report a problem. So the cradle, by the way, that comes with this speaker is completely round, as I said earlier, and there is a micro USB port on the side of it that allows you to plug it into the wall, and then all you have to do is take the speaker and sit it on top of the cradle and it will charge for you. Normally it takes a couple of hours to charge all the way up, and like I said earlier, 9 hours is the battery life on it. You will need to take the skin off of this thing if you have purchased skin. So if you've purchased like the green one that I have here, you will need to take it off so that the bottom of the speaker meets with the connectors on the cradle. But if you want to keep the skin on, obviously there's a little port in the back where you can plug this directly into the wall without having to use the cradle if you don't want to. And that will also charge the speaker. So lots of ways to do it. All the ports and buttons, by the way, are accessible. They're all exposed while you have the skin on this speaker. So you don't need to pull it off. There's no, you know, nothing, no little doors to pull open or anything like that. It is very easy to get to all the buttons and ports and stuff like that on this. Okay. So we talked about the app. Once you install the app on your smartphone or tablet, you will go through the Add New Device area. It will ask you to first pair this device to your wireless network. The way that you do that is you go to Settings on your device itself after your speaker is plugged in. You go into Settings on your tablet or smartphone and you select the Amazon Echo Tap. It talks you through the process. So you go into Settings, go into Wi-Fi, and select the Amazon Wi-Fi option. Once you've selected that option, you go back into the app and follow the instructions. There's just a couple of things that you have to do. You hit the Continue button a couple of times. If your network has a password, you select the network and then you put in the password, and that is all you have to do. This device will then immediately connect to your Wi-Fi, and it will no longer need the app necessarily. You still can hang on to the app if you want to have it send you information to your app. But basically, once you connect it to your network, you're pretty much good to go. Okay, so that's basically that. Now, on the last podcast, when we talked about the Echo Dot, which was the first podcast that we did, we talked a little bit about some of the things that you can do with this device. And so the Tap, again, works with any, it works just like any other Amazon Echo product. The only difference is you have to press the button if you're going to use Amazon Echo. I talked about some games that you can play, and I'm going to go ahead and try a round of Jeopardy right here just to show you guys how you can do this with your voice. Right before I start, the only time that I'm going to have to press the button is in the beginning. Any other time when I need to speak to it, it will let me do that throughout the game by just playing a little tone. So I won't have to stay close to the tap itself. I can actually go somewhere else within the room that I'm in and actually still play the game. If I want to sit in a recliner or something like that, I can do that. So let's go ahead and start Jeopardy real quick. Play Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy J6. Let's get started. The first category is bestsellers by author. She wrote 2015's Go Set a Watchman.
I have no idea.
The correct response was, who is Harper Lee? The second category is City by the Sea.
There's no way I would have gotten that first
Havana
one.
Havana lies on the sea.
I didn't hear that.
Again, the category is City by the Sea. Havana lies on the sea.
Atlantic Ocean.
Please answer in the form of a question starting with phrases like, who is, or, oh,
good
what
Lord.
Is.
What is the Atlantic Ocean?
That is incorrect.
Oh, of course
the correct
not.
Response was, what is the Caribbean Sea?
How did I not know
the
that?
Next category that's
actually
is,
correct.
For your reference, Benjamin Franklin is on the cover of The Old Farmer's This.
Let's go ahead and stop this game. So, it basically stopped. Yeah, I'm kind of tapping out on Jeopardy. I am not very good at this. But, you might be. You also might be good at some of the other cool games that are available through Alexa. And all you have to do is enable those games through the Alexa app. I have done a very horrible job at Jeopardy. Absolutely knew about the Caribbean Sea, just didn't think about it while we were going through this. But anyway, enough excuses, Bill. Enough excuses. I am very, very happy to have done these podcasts for you guys. Podcast number 3 will be on the main Alexa device, the main Amazon Echo, that will be coming to you guys in a couple of days. I hope you have enjoyed our podcast. I hope that the information that you're getting on this is valuable to you. As I said earlier, please let us know if you have any feedback for us. Go to blindrehab.com. Check out our social media links. Check out all the information that we're putting more and more on blindrehab.com. And we hope that you will continue to support the podcast. I appreciate you guys very, very much. Thank you for listening. And we will talk to you next time. Bye-bye.